This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey guys, another episode of Overrated, Underrated with me, Gary V.
Overrated or underrated, what does Gary think?
I'm really, really excited about this show. I know it's a show that a lot of people are enjoying. D-Rock, actually, we just posted, ironically, as we're filming this, the latest episode.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is overrated. A commercial I liked quite a bit as a kid, but it's just, I really think it's just okay. You love Scooby-Doo?
No.
You seemed very sad.
No, IP, that's a really good IP.
It's great IP, I don't think it's as great as people think. This is my overrated. You don't agree? Do your own overrated, underrated. This is my overrated, underrated.
The Price is Right.
Underrated. It's so funny. Scooby-Doo and Price is Right were two shows that I watched heavily in 1981 and learned a lot of English from. But I think The Price is Right is a very underrated show, and Bob Barker was a classic. So I'm going to go with slightly underrated.
Charcuterie board.
Charcuterie boards are grossly, God, I like them a lot, but I'm eating a lot cleaner these days, and so I'm gonna go with underrated. I still think that it's such a fun way to eat. God, just give me a good charcuterie board with a nice glass of wine, and I'm like in a good place.
Clubhouse
is wildly, wildly underrated because most people don't know about the app yet still. And the voice format, I'm very fond of Clubhouse, the app. Just incredibly fun conversations are going on. It replicates real life. Like, what if like 20 people got together, 8 people, 7 people got together at a dinner table and just shot the shit, and then everybody got to listen to it. I think it makes sense why it's working. I love the audio platform. I love audio, as many of you know. I think Clubhouse is underrated because I think a year from today of this filming, a lot more people will be on it.
ASMR?
ASMR is underrated. I think it really brings a lot of value to people. It really helps people focus and chill and vibe. I think more people would appreciate it if they got into the game.
Snapchat.
You know, I think Snapchat is actually underrated right now. As you know, D-Rock, I'm about to have a real heavy focus. This is a good opportunity for people to follow me. Let's link up my Snapchat public profile. I'm about to take it very serious. Snap's made a lot of changes and has allowed a little bit more of a public layer, and I'm really excited about getting deep into it. 2021 is the year of Snapchat for my personal brand, and I think in general it is underrated to a lot of businesses and creators.
Conor McGregor
is, it's funny, I'm gonna break some news here. I am buying Conor McGregor rookie cards. I think I only have 3 as of right now, but hopefully by the time this airs I'll have 7 or 8 because I know this will now be out. I think Conor McGregor is pretty damn underrated because I think UFC is, and MMA is underrated in the macro to begin with. And I think the entire mixed martial arts fighting scene will have a very good 30, 40 years. And I think McGregor, kind of like a Sugar Ray Robinson, or a McGregor kind of similar to a Rocky Marciano, I think McGregor's one of those names that 25 years from now is gonna be in that 5 or 6 Mount Rushmore kind of pop culture names. He's also very focused on, you know, his spirits brand and executing in that world. I think he's underrated.
Hungarian wine.
I mean, Hungarian wine is not even rated, unfortunately. I'm dying to know where you guys dug this up from. I'm a big fan of Tokaj, which is a dessert wine from Hungary. Tokajs were so famous 200 years ago, the Russian czars would trade like 50 men for like 6 bottles of the best Tokaj. I went to Hungary to look at vineyards 15 years ago to possibly start my own Tokaj, but as much as I know the wines are underrated, I almost have to call Hungarian wines rated because nobody rates them. So if even one person thinks they're good, they become overrated. In essence, it's a truly underrated thing, but this is the first thing I can think of is, like, I don't know if you have a new symbol team, like, not rated. They're just not rated. I mean, nobody outside of Hungarian descent humans thinks about Hungarian wine, which is too bad.
Musical theater.
I mean, I love musical theater. I Broadway musical theater. I would say it is properly rated. Because I think you have heavy Broadway enthusiasts and then a bunch of people who actually don't know. This is probably the first thing that made me say, I wish a lot of people would try it. I think of Broadway and musical theater the same way I think of oysters. I think people just decide they don't like it without ever trying it. I think a good musical play is fucking epic.
You like them?
It's been a little, it's been a minute. I think I've seen something since Hamilton. I don't know, but Hamilton, Book of Mormon, Jersey Boys, Book of Mormon, like there's so many good, Wicked, there's been so many great ones.
Hamilton.
No, I don't think Hamilton's right.
No, it's not underrated, overrated.
Oh, we're going to Hamilton?
Why not?
At this point, probably slightly underrated. 18 months ago, probably slightly overrated. It's calibrating. But if you haven't seen it, it is, I mean, look, you know this about me. History is the only class I was good at, and hip hop is something I really genuinely, one of the few things I like. So to me, that was like, here, Gary, here is your show. And I like, theater to begin with, probably more than people realize. So I think it's underrated right this second, because it's out of the news cycle. And this is what happens when a classic, but at the same token, I feel like it's gone with the wind. I feel like in 39, 47, 53 years, people are talking about Hamilton as like, that was a great thing. It'll be redone in different ways. So pretty amazing.
DraftKings.
DraftKings specifically is properly rated because it's wildly respected. It's a big stock. It's a beast in that space, sports betting, daily fantasy, all that. I would go with properly rating. I think it gets the right amount of respect and culture juice for what it is.
Netflix.
Netflix is, that's such a funny back-to-back because I feel like my brain thinks of them the same way. I would go with Netflix being, slightly, and I mean a hair overrated, because I think HBO Max, Disney Plus, I think you're gonna start seeing more and more streaming life happening, and like, God, it's so good though. It's such a good product. It's actually properly rated. I think the only reason I went with slightly overrated is because I didn't want to go back to that properly rated and give the same basic answer as I did with DraftKings, but I really have those things in the same place.
Pencil.
A pencil is overrated. The fuck's a pencil?
Reddit.
Listen, I know there's some artists out there, Skechers, like, but pencils are overrated. Like,
you think people like talk about them a lot? Like, you think they're?
I think they're overrated. Like, I don't think anybody's fired up about a pencil.
Reddit.
I think Reddit is underrated. I think the creativity in Reddit is extraordinary, and I think as big as it is, I still think people. I think it's underrated.
Anime.
I think anime is underrated in America. I don't think it's underrated everywhere in the world, but I think as an entertainment form, creative form, I think it's underrated.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
Dark Knight.
Yeah. Inception. Yeah, no, I know who he is. My actor and actress knowledge is director. There you go. My Hollywood knowledge. I can't answer that. Like, I just genuinely don't know.
Oculus VR, my favorite director.
Sorry, Durak.
Oculus VR.
Oculus VR is underrated. I think VR is on the precipice. I'm about to kind of go into it. I have a very funny feeling Oculus is underrated.
Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat is, I would argue, is underrated. It's wildly delicious, I think.
Squidward.
I haven't watched enough SpongeBob to give a proper answer here. I like this episode. There's some curveballs in it for me. I'm gonna go with, I don't know.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor, wow, what a passion for a lot of people. I'm gonna go with, I'm gonna go with overrated. I know it's extremely big IP. I know it's an extremely big time show. I'm just not about that life.
One, college football championship, Ohio versus Alabama.
The Ohio State versus Alabama championship game. This is gonna air probably after the game, right, happens. So the matchups I'm excited about. It should be a great game. I've not a really great prediction. I think Alabama will probably win, but Justin Fields went crazy in his last game, so it's such an X factor. I think all sporting events are doing well during COVID, so I'm gonna go with underrated with the hopes that the game is remarkable.
Zion Williamson.
I think Zion is, as you know, I haven't bought a single Zion card. I love Zion of what I know about him from afar as a kid. I really like his game. I think he's a tough one for me. I'm getting over my fear of injuries for him. I'm gonna go with underrated. I think because he's a little hurt, historically, I think because Ja Morant was so lit, I think that as I sit here right this second, I think he could end up being one, like the best player in the NBA in 4 years, 5 years, and I don't think people have that take on him right now, even though they did 15 months ago. So I'm feeling like, you know, it's one of those sneaky ones, some of it, because I know this is gonna be recalled one day, and I think it's more likely that he's a top five NBA player than he's not. So I'm gonna go slightly underrated.
Little baby.
I think he's very underrated. I think he's an extremely strong artist.
Bad Bunny.
I mean, you guys are gonna have to bring out people that I don't know or as well. Like, you know, I not personally. I mean, I just like, you know, I like these artists, so I'm gonna go with underrated. Now, Bad Bunny, you know, it's so funny with both Lil Baby and Bad Bunny. They're so big now compared to 5 years ago when we were listening. So they're probably more properly rated. For me, they're both underrated.
Wendy's.
I like Wendy's. I do like Wendy's. Big shout out to Rob Moose. We used to drive from Comm Ave in Boston to Foxwoods on a whim. We'd be playing video games when we first turned 21, and we'd be like, you wanna go to the casino? Yeah, and we had roommates, LA and Tokyo Joe, that weren't 21, so we'd be like, let's go, we'd go. And he had like 80 bucks, and I had like 400 bucks, but we would always stop on Wendy's on exit 3 in Rhode Island before we got into Connecticut, and have Wendy's, and we'd buy like 6 things, and it was the fucking best. So for that reason alone, Wendy's is underrated. Please leave a comment below on where you most agree and where you most disagree with me on this episode of Overrated, Underrated. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is This Podcast Inspired Me by Aaliyah Lovett. Gary speaks so well on his podcast. Putting out daily episodes has inspired me to make a podcast of my own. Thanks, Gary, for everything that you do. Truly, this podcast is amazing. Thanks to Aaliyah. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.